Like to call to order the Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization meeting for Wednesday, October 8th, 2014. We are here in the Community Center Sierra Room at 851 East William Street. And I'd like to start with a roll call and determination of a quorum.
Vice Chairperson Smolenski.
Here.
Member Bunkowski. Member Erb.
Here.
Member Kimbrough.
Here.
Member McKenna. Member McQuarrie.
Here.
Member Vinehavel. Member Peacock.
Here.
A quorum's present.
Thank you. Is there any member in the public that would have any comments? I don't see any, so I guess there's no public comment. Moving right along, for possible action, approval of minutes of the meeting August 13th, 2014. Entertain a motion. Move to adopt.
I second.
There's been a motion to approve and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Is there any items that you would like to redistribute there, Patrick?
No, thank you.
Okay. Any members of the NPO that have any disclosures that they'd like to discuss?
Mr. Chairman, I do work for the Department of Transportation. One of the agenda items is from the Department of Transportation that I recommended last month.
Okay, thank you. Moving right along to item, public meeting item, F1, information on conceptual safety improvements on US 50 west of Fortune Drive. Is that you?
Well, only for the introduction. And just to remind folks of why we're discussing this. In the past, there have been several concerns expressed about U.S. Highway 50, primarily safety-related. Discussed previously has been a Fortune Drive signal, which is actually located east of the area we're going to be discussing this evening. And also discussed in the past has been the US 50, it's called the 3R project, primarily a maintenance project that's on also on Highway US Highway 50 in Mount House in Lyon County, and also in eastern Carson City as well. We've heard from the department a couple of times on that. That project is well underway. And in addition to that one being well underway, there are there's a preliminary design here that Mr. Steve Bird, who's an engineer in design at NDOT, is going to discuss. And with that, I'll hand over to Steve Bird.
Great. For the record, this is Steve Bird, senior road designer. We're proposing a project on US 50 from Pine Cone to Retail Road. The improvements consist of a fog seal full width from Pine Cone to Retail. And that'll basically black out the pavement for a fresh canvas for striping. We're looking at constructing a raised median island at the central entrance into Smith's and right adjacent to Smith's, and another one here at the T intersection of Retail Road. The concept here is to take the left turn movement out of the central entrance into Smith's and distribute those left turns both at Pine Cone at Retail. Right now, what we're seeing is a lot of side swipe accidents. There's folks trying to leave River Road and Smith's, and they meet up in the center median. So as a result of a June 5th public meeting, it was pretty much unanimous with the public to try this concept by, like I said, distributing the left turns on Retail and Pine Cone and making the Smith's entrance just a left in, right out only. Some of the other improvements we're looking at doing is constructing decel lanes at Pine Cone, Smith's, and Retail, which is not shown. This was something we just recently added in the last couple days. I think this will enhance driver expectations. When someone's committed to a right turn lane, they know that they're actually committed to that right turn rather than kind of wait and see and try to make that left turn out. We feel this is moving in the right direction, trying to get these access issues under control in the Dayton area. And this does dovetail into the greater corridor concept starting back at Flowery. So this does kind of fall into in sync with the greater master plan of that area. If anyone's interested in seeing that, I can certainly provide that on NDOT's website or one-on-one basis. Construction would probably not start until the spring of 2015. Unfortunately, we're kind of running into winter weather. We're looking at advertising this probably late November. Construction costs are approximately $200,000 to $250,000. We're also, I have been in contact with Steve Sorensen. He's the president of Smiths. He's on board with this concept, and he will be making striping changes through the parking lot so it syncs up with our design. So we have been in contact with Steve Sorensen. Again, he's in favor of this improvement, and he will be revising some of the striping in the parking lot so these two sync together. Any other questions?
Is there alternate access from River Road for the residents down there?
There is, I guess,
west?
And that's a good point. Yeah, River Road turns into Sagali about a quarter mile to the east. So, unfortunately, folks will have to use Sagali as their left out to head back to Smith's. I personally know a few residents that live on River Road, and they agree with this improvement. It's not that inconvenient to travel a quarter mile to the east to make your left out.
Steve, I have one question. It's hard to, you know, see it in our packet, but you made mention of something, I guess it would be pine cone. Is there a barrier or something that you said that's going to be constructed, or is it just curbing for left turn?
Raised median island.
Raised median island,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that'll only be occurring at the Smith's entrance to enforce that right turn only.
Okay.
And also in the median island here. Again, it just provides positive reinforcement that we're restricting.
So in the median, there'll be
a raised median.
In the center of Highway 50, there will
Correct.
Be a raised median.
Right, just a short section, about 100 feet just east of Smith's.
Okay. What about down going, I guess it would be west of Pine Cone?
Nope, no raised median in this area.
Not even out in the center where you have the left-hand turn lane? Is there going to be a curbing or anything like that, or is that all striping?
We're just going to use striping at this point.
Okay.
This is kind of like an, if you will, experiment. We'll see how this plan goes, and then if it appears that it accomplishes what we're trying to do, then there could be a point in the future where we actually put raised medians even further down to Flowery. But this is kind of a wait and see kind of, let's put these improvements in and see how well they're accepted and if they truly mitigate the traffic accidents that we're seeing out there. And I will point out, we are putting another raised island right here. Again, because this is going to be a left out with a protected acceleration lane. So we will be putting a raised median island here to reinforce the fact this left turn comes out. So this is kind of a low-budget project. I mean, it's state-funded. Again, this was as a result of the public meeting. This is what their wishes are. So, we're trying to do this as cheap as possible and kind of see how the public reacts to it.
Just one. And Steve, the rest of the shopping center, they're on board with this too, other than Smith's. There's other businesses there, right?
Yes. I met with the owners of the box stores, and they're on board with this as well. So,
well, we just want to, I don't really call off any questions. I just want to make sure we also have an opportunity just to say a few words about the ongoing US 53R project in Mount House and East Carson City.
Yeah, I can tell you open grade will commence on October 21st, and it'll be about 5 working days before the open grade's complete. There was a complaint about the barrier rail installation near Flint Drive because of a limited site distance. We initiated a change order to remove or replace some of the barrier rail to correct that issue. It's FA rail, which is 42 inches high. It still meets our line of sight, but since we've had the public complaint about it, we've decided to reduce the height of that rail for 300 feet to get a full 500-foot site picture for folks making that left-hand turn at Flynn Drive. So you will see that either the barrier will be removed or the contractor may elect a saw cut 10 inches off the top of that. So we're kind of waiting to see what they're going to come back with. But once that's done, the open grade, like I said, will take approximately 5 days and should be wrapping up by the end of October.
I'll just add that I appreciate NDOT's responsiveness to the public complaint that they received, and I know they said they've talked to the entity that complained, and obviously have discussed what their remedy is.
You bet. Since that was information only, we will continue moving on. Item F2, information on an administrative modification to Campo federal fiscal year. Patrick.
Yes, this is an administrative modification of the Transportation Improvement Program, which is a listing of federally funded projects in the Campo area. Sometimes we come before you with amendments to this Transportation Improvement Program, which are more significant, which are things like the whole project being added or a large change in finances. In this case, under the own rules that we've adopted, we did not need a full amendment that would have required a public process. We were able to do an administrative modification because basically the project was already in there. It's the same type of funding. The project that was altered is an expansion of the fleet building in Carson City. Basically, the cost was very little changed. We've accommodated for a contingency, but the bids basically came in as expected. But as it turns out, we're able to actually use more FTA funds than we originally expected, which is certainly positive. So the amount was made, you know, within that existing project and therefore only an administrative modification. The Nevada Department of Transportation has already been informed so they can put it in their state transportation improvement program. And we are informing you because as is our policy that even though we can make these adjustments administratively, we are going to inform you that we made the change. And that's it.
Patrick, quick question. You know, as I was reading through this, does that fall under that where we gave you permission as it's not one of those items?
Not one of those.
Okay, but nope. But it's on the same idea.
It's relatively similar. I will say that the amendment versus administrative modification process is done, I believe, in all the MPOs of the state, Washoe, Clark, Tahoe, and I think NDOT does it as well.
Yes. Yes, Patrick. It was an agreed-upon process. Started back in the early 90s when ICE-T came out. And each time we make changes to the overall process in the STIP, it's an agreed-upon process throughout the state with the MPOs. But at the same time, the MPO can set up their own requirements and regulations and adopt those as how they take it to the board. Does it need to be a consent agenda? There's a lot of different ways that the MPOs do it. But we follow whatever process that is adopted here for CAMPO.
Future agenda items.
I think the answer is going to be similar to what I informed you about RTC. We've got a couple of pending agreements with NDOT that we hope to shake out of there as soon as we can to bring before you.
Okay.
Hopefully they will come to the surface. I told you that last month they didn't, but instead we had a couple other items.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Anything from board members that you'd like to see come? Any comments from board members? Okay. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Member McKenna is not here, and I was going to give him some accolades for how he handled the public at the NDOT I-580 project. He unexpectedly got put on the spot and handed the microphone to represent RTC and Campo, and he did a great job. One of the main issues that he was getting drilled on was the gas tax once the freeway's done. Public perception is that if the freeway's done, they don't need to pay the nickel gas tax anymore. And I think you guys at RTC is going to have that coming down the road eventually. But he did a great job, so that's all I wanted to make a comment on.
If I may put this member on the spot just to mention that NDOT is augmenting their public information with the workshops that you're doing this fall around the state.
Yes. NDOT is going out with what we call our county workshops. We have got a little bit different direction this year than we've had in the past. In the past, what we've done is kind of put together a program, an agenda, and we would come out and present it. This year, we've been directed by our front office, and I applaud them for this new direction, is that we're coming to the county staff and the city staff in each one of the counties, whether it be the sheriff, the school district, the fire. We're welcoming all people to come and then discuss issues concerning their concerns about issues on our roads. Okay, and right now it's been very well received because it's like they're actually putting together the agenda and we're going to come out and present to what they're asking us, what they want. And once we go through this process, we'll be able to come back to the Board of Supervisors, the County Commissioners, and present what was discussed and how we dealt with that, whether we could make something happen or we couldn't, and the reasons why. So I think it's a much better overall process. Rebecca Capier was responsible for doing this, and she has taken a new job. So the 14 counties in the north has fallen upon me. So I've been really busy trying to, get all of the workshops set up and stuff. But we've selected a date with Patrick of November 5th, and we will be putting together an agenda. He's provided information on others that he's inviting to attend, and I will forward an update to those people. And when the agenda comes out, it will be automatically sent out to everyone, so everyone will know what we're talking about before we get to the meeting.
And I'll just say that I've contacted, Carson, Douglas, and Lyon, and informed them of this, invited them to this, and asked them who they'd like to have come and what items they would like on the agenda.
No public comment. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah, this is crazy. Either way, it's up there.